bienvenidos otra vez más, otra edición de El Basement Podcast, aquí con su servidor Son de León, Ramón Liranzo, Little Beats with Little Beats Studio, y conmigo tengo mi invitado especial, yo lo conozco como el Mata Raperitos, se conocía como el B-Boy, pero ahora estamos en la gran presencia del príncipe del rap, este tigre, el duro, el boricua blanquito, con los moñitos, es LV en la casa. Bienvenido, papi, ¿cómo estás?
Wow, qué clase de introducción me acaba de dar este hombre a mí.
Mira, nunca tuve la oportunidad de darle esa clase de introducción a ustedes cuando estaban en la discoteca y abriendo los shows, porque pendiente de toda la vaina. Pero tú sabes, ahora que tengo esta plataforma, se la voy a dar y se la voy a dar a ustedes. El B-Boy en la casa, ¡puñera!
Oye, estamos aquí en el basement, ya tú sabes. Estamos en el basement.
Bomba.
Todo el mundo venga para acá, que ya veo allá los más duros para acá.
Sigue hablando como si nada.
Oye, si no vienen para acá, no son los duros. Tienen que estar aquí para ser uno de los duros, ya tú sabes.
You already know that, bro.
Yes, sir. So, dímelo, Son, ¿cómo estamos? ¿Todo bien, brother?
Yo, tranquilo, man. Aquí, I feel blessed, you know, el hecho de que esto, you know, lo han apoyado mucha gente, you know what I mean? Sí, nada más tengo un par de, tú sabes, semanitas que estamos así, pero he tenido gente durísima llegando aquí y me han dado su bendición, ¿me entiendes? En el sentido de su apoyo, su gente, you know? Porque ellos están dando likes and shares and stuff like that.
Ya, tú sabes.
Y tú sabes que yo estaba medio apagado por un par de años, tú sabes.
No, no ha apagado, a guardadito.
Bueno,
guardadito.
Tú sabes, cosa
apagado. Nadie se apaga, papi. Todo el mundo tenemos la mecha prendida por dentro siempre. Amén, cuando nos guardamos, amén. Nos guardamos. ¿Tú me entiendes?
Bueno, para la gente que no conocen, estamos aquí con LV. LV es un artista del género urbano. Uno de los primeros que yo me acuerdo en mi mente, no voy a ser seguro, no estoy 100% seguro, pero uno de los primeros pioneros de lo que es Latin Trap. Que comenzó a salir de aquí, de Atlanta. Sí. Bueno, no salir, pero comenzó a grabar y aquí.
Dijiste eso, me recuerdo. Nosotros no hacíamos Spanish trap, nosotros hacíamos Spanish crunk. ¿Remember crunk music?
Oh, that too, yeah.
Cuando empezó primero el trap, el trap no existía, ¿me entiendes? Porque fue Gucci Man y el T.I. que empezaron a debatir que si trap music. Pero antes era el crunk, bro, crunk music. ¿Me entiendes?
Yeah, we used to get crunk at Chapagal.
Yeah, man. So it was before it was Spanish crunk. Y después como, se empezó a volver como Spanish trap. Pero ya tú sabes, todo es lo mismo. Es una fusión del hip hop. ¿Tú me entiendes? Que fue creada aquí en Atlanta, obviamente.
Verdad, todo tiene como el mismo origen, de cierta manera.
Exacto.
Porque, no se puede decir que hay, que aquí inventamos de que el rap en español, porque eso no es verdad.
Exacto. Pero sí, del Spanish crunk, sí, papá, porque ya aquí estábamos metiéndole duro a los remixes de Gucci Mane, remixes de Waka Flocka, los remixes de Travis Porter.
That wasn't really crunk. Los tiempos de crunk eran
¿cómo que era ese
nigga,
género?
That was like, no, give you bug, boy.
Right.
Boy. Eso fue como quizás el principio.
El principio.
Pero it changed really fast. Right. Rápidamente nosotros cambiamos la manera que nosotros estábamos haciendo las cosas.
Exactamente.
So, I think we evolved with the music of Atlanta, pero la cosa es que nosotros estábamos haciendo... aquí nosotros estábamos en escala más pequeña, no era esos tiempos como son ahora, que hay plataformas de regar música y que cualquier persona lo puede bajar de su teléfono y qué sé yo qué, teníamos esos medios, teníamos MySpace.
Sí, me recuerdo MySpace, cuando se ponía el playlist arriba.
El playlist.
Y los Top Friends.
Y tú podías poner, tú sabes, que una canción como tu favorita y la gente entrando.
Sí,
me
recuerdo.
Eso contaba como un play.
Hacho, sí, mano, me recuerdo.
Cuando la gente te apoyaba en la calle, manega. Tu place, chuchuchuchu. Como tú piensas que Calento Callejero en la página de Rudy, porque yo la subí la mía en la página de Rudy.
Me recuerdo a Rudy.
Pero everybody was sharing the one from Rudy's and shit like that, porque esa la subimos primero.
Sí.
And,
right.
Yo, over 50,000 plays.
Wow, en serio.
Yeah, ¿para
eso
en
tiempo?
Un mes.
¿Para qué año fue eso?
Eso fue en el 2009.
2009, baby.
Brother. Uf, 2009.
Tacho, no. Estaban ganando
numbers.
Entonces.
Those were numbers.
That's what I'm saying. Ahí fue que empezó a salir todo eso de las plataformas y todo.
Yeah. I mean, después de eso, man. Pero, Yeah, man, we live in lucky times right now, man.
Yeah, man, very
so,
lucky times.
So, LV Boy, háblame un poco de ti para que la gente que no sepa, yo sé que tú eres boricua, man. Háblame más de dónde tú vienes, de allá de Puerto
¿Seguro?
Rico.
Seguro, bueno, pues mi nombre de pila es Cristian Díaz, para que lo sepa.
Tú sabes que yo ni sabía eso.
La gente que se pregunta mucho, porque aquí me dice mucho sobrenombre, pero mi nombre de pila es Cristian Díaz.
Yo nunca sabía eso.
Sí, man, mi nombre es Cristian.
Cristian.
Y le pregunté a mi mamá, ¿por
Diablo,
qué?
Si alguien me hubiera dicho, yo, Cristian está aquí, ¿no?
¿Quién carajo es ese?
There's no Christian here.
Pero papi, no, me crié en Barranquita y en Bayamón. Barranquita es una parte de Puerto Rico que es en el centro.
Ah, ya yo estaba pensando que tú me ibas a decir Barranquilla.
O sea, no, Barranquita, papi, un centro es campo. Lo que hay es caballo, vaca y cabra. Pero viví entre Bayamón y Barranquita. Porque
¿y
mi
tú,
papá.
Y, okay,
sí, mi papá vivía en Bayamón.
Okay.
Y mi mamá en Barranquita, eso estaba entre...
So, tú de malo, cuando uno se encojonaba contigo, te mandaban para allá.
Ya tú sabes, así mismo la vaina. Exactamente, después un par de meses acá, un par de meses acá.
So, tú fuiste a la escuela completamente allá,
en
tú hiciste la primaria, secundaria allá en Puerto Rico.
Estudié en Massachusetts también, estudié 2 años de middle school y 2 años de high school en Massachusetts.
Oh, okay, so tú te mudaste para Massachusetts.
So then I moved back to Puerto Rico, and that's, I studied like... No, con mi mamá.
Ah, ok. Era tu papá que estaba, se fue para Massachusetts.
Yeah, and that's when I went to high school in Puerto Rico for like 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Y mi mamá me dijo, nah, tú te tienes que ir ahora mismo. Y yo estaba jugando béisbol, bro. I was playing softball, right? Y mi mamá, yo escucho a mi mamá gritándome desde las gradas, papi, espérame. Y yo, what the hell? Hold on. Y voy donde mi mamá me tiene un ticket, a plane ticket.
Tú te vas.
Y mi maleta, toma, vete. Así mismo me mandó para acá. For real, so
que tú andabas mal en la calle por
papi,
ahí.
Papi, tú sabes, tirando por ahí a fuego. Como te dije, papi, iba a la high school with my butt back, but we shared inside, you feel me? Like, here, give me
ah,
money,
tú
pan,
no fuiste a la escuela a aprender.
Fui a la escuela a josear, papi.
Diablo.
Porque yo vivía en Barranquita, el barrio más malo de mi pueblo era mi barrio. ¿Tú me entiendes? Eso ahí donde se
pero
creaba
entonces,
todo.
¿Era por necesidad o por ambiente?
Por necesidad, brother. Yo lo hice porque yo me cansé de ver a mi mamá sufriendo. Yo me cansé de ver a mi mamá tratando de buscarse un peso para pa poder tener comida, para poder darme $2-3 para yo ir a comer a la escuela. Yo me cansé de ver eso, brother.
Mm.
O sea, yo tengo que hacer algo. So, yo lo que empecé, todo el dinero que ella me dejaba unos 2-3 pesitos, papi. Que para esos tiempos tú podías ir a la high school a comerte un sandwichito.
All day.
Yo empecé a guardarlo, ¿me entiendes? Los agarraba de la mesa, pero los guardaba. Yo dije, yo voy a empezar a hacerme mi propio dinero y yo la voy a sorprender. Ya cuando me haga mi dinero, pues yo le voy a dar todo lo que ella me trató de dar a mí para atrás.
Ajá.
Y así mismo fue, papá. ¿No entiendes?
Y pero, te dijo, vete, ya yo sé lo que tú estás haciendo.
Porque estaba haciendo lo incorrecto, ¿tú me entiendes? Pero ajá, en ese momento pensé que era lo mejor para ayudar a mi mamá. No, me cansé de verla llorar.
¿Era algo normal en el barrio que tú te criaste?
Normal, ya tú sabes. Eso es salir a la esquina y ver un tecato ahí a la esquina casi muriéndose.
¿Cuál barrio era más?
Eso te voy a decir.
¿Bayamón o...?
No, en Barranquita.
¿En Barranquita
se llamaba,
era que tú te
pusiste se llamaba,
para la calle?
Sí, se llamaba mi barrio La Vega. That's why I'm LV Boy.
Oh,
that's why I'm LV. La Vega. Ese es el nombre de mi barrio. Ya tú sabes. Por eso yo sí LV.
Exclusivo. LV Boy. Por sabes. La Vega, Barranquita.
La Vega Boy.
Puerto Rico.
El chamaquito de La Vega.
Diablo.
Y así mismo fue que empecé, pero...
Oye, ¿cuál es el himno nacional de Puerto Rico?
El himno nacional de Puerto Rico, wow. ¿Cómo es que dice este? La tierra de Borinquen, donde he nacido yo.
Hey, es una salsa, bro.
Exacto, es como una salsita, ¿verdad? Papi, que tú veas que en Puerto Rico tenemos sazón.
La tierra de Borinquen.
Fíjate, esa fue la pregunta.
¿Eso es la himna? ¿Es
el himno? Sí.
Yo pensaba que el himno nacional de Puerto Rico era, oh, sí.
No, gacho, es el himno de acá, es el himno.
Ok, Puerto Rico tiene muchos privilegios sí, que no tienen mucha gente, porque son American citizens.
Ya tú sabes.
Pero tienen su bandera.
Así que todos los boricuas, pónganse a trabajar, que aquí tenemos todas las oportunidades necesarias para buscarlo de nosotros. Ya tú sabes, yo no quiero ver boricuas vagos aquí, los boricuas aquí trabajan, porque tenemos papel y ahí se puede trabajar.
¿Y tú sientes que hay una presencia fuerte de los boricuas aquí en Georgia?
Fíjate, sí, brother. Mira, shout out tu Pumita. Pumita, mira, uno de mis... Yo no le tengo odio a nadie, papi. Yo apoyo a todo el mundo, pero Pumita es uno de los que está trayendo, ¿tú me entiendes? A los boricuas a ese nivel. Él lo está haciendo bien y se lo agradezco. He's bringing the Puerto Rican vibe, you feel me?
Right.
You know, ya got Because almost everybody here is Dominican, you know. Bua, Rey Gabby, Pan. Ya tienen un movimiento, papi. Ya los dominicanos, Santiago de Matías, ya está hablando de Atlanta, papi.
Yeah.
Ya él se puso a decir, mi gente de Nueva York, Miami, Atlanta. Pff, I would say, what? Papi, esa va a ser una puerta grande. Con ese nombre, mencionar Atlanta nada más va a ser una puerta grande. Pero no, yo era tu pumita porque es uno de los boricos que lo está haciendo. Lyricist también le está metiendo duro.
Bori también.
Tú me entiendes. Y me gusta eso, me gusta que nos unamos así, como porque somos una hermandad. El que no sepa, papi, los boricuas y los dominicanos tenemos una clase de hermandad. Que
ya no era como era antes, ¿verdad? Tú sabes que antes eran un chistecito, sí. Diversión y
no,
todo eso.
No, ahora es una hermandad.
Pero ya no igual, ya no.
Ahora es una hermandad porque ya nos criamos todos juntos, papá.
Antes estábamos así. Antes estábamos así, ahora somos así.
Digo, o sea, yo tenía mejores amigos dominicanos en Puerto Rico, papi, dominicano.
Los
papi,
domi.
Ya tú sabes, desde Puerto Rico.
That's my people.
Shout out to the Dominican
Spam. Llego Cachi con la vaina. Vamos a
ver. Shout out to Cachi, que anda aquí, ya tú sabes.
Cachi always to the rescue, man. Give this nigga bring the shit.
And
it
crush como Kobe.
You know, yo, shout out. Yo, I like the outfit, bro. You got the whole Thank 90s you, swag going, bro. You look like Zach Morris.
Yo, guess where I got this shit from?
Time out.
Guess where I got this shit from?
I'm gonna say MTV.
Walmart, like, bro.
Walmart.
Bro, Walmart.
That shit is
bro.
Hard.
They drop a line.
You know what's
like
funny? It's the color of like the Dolphins, right? The Miami Dolphins shit, right?
For a hat.
Yo, my dude, that would look fresh as fuck.
Yeah, I couldn't find it. I was mad.
Stylist by Raven.
Ya, tú sabes.
Yeah, ¿y eso moño?
Papi, mira, me dicen el gorrito del moño. Bájate sin trenza. No me dio tiempo para nada, ya tú sabes, porque queremos cumplir con la entrevista. No me dio tiempo ni de alisarme el pelo, ni de recortarme, ni de nada.
Ya that's how you wear your hair? Como, do you braid it? ¿Cómo
tú
le haces?
Sí, ahora está un poquito malo. I would usually, you know, un poquito, pero yeah, braid it.
Nah,
braid.
But it's like, you know, you're doing the whole sideshow bob
sí,
thing.
Sí, bro, ya tú sabes. It looks, my head looks smaller, because I got a big head, bro.
Yo me acuerdo de que tú eras como que más canoso. Tú eras más rubio. ¿Tú pintaste el pelo, pues?
No, me cambia el pelo.
No, eso es la edad.
No, me cambia el pelo. In the summer, okay, it's no, lighter.
Oh, sí. Oh, okay.
Yeah, my hair is weird, bro.
Nigga, your hair is fucking like, well, like, it's going with the tides and shit.
I swear to God. Cabrón, cuando yo nací, mi mãe...
I've never heard that before.
Papi, mi mãe me dijo, cuando yo nací, my hair was so blonde that it looked kind of greenish.
Now it looks kind of red. You look like an Irish nigga now.
I have no idea what the fuck is going on. Yo, I always ask
I'm
myself.
Looking for me gold.
Where the fuck I came from? That's my question. Where the fuck I came
you
from?
You like, need to go to ancestry.com y hacerte la vaina, bro.
Papi, el ancestor.
Right, yeah, the DNA shit, you know, whatever.
Lo voy a
no, yeah, yo quiero
yeah,
hacer eso.
I need to
el
know.
El primo mío lo hizo, and I was like, oh shit.
I need to know.
Like, no es garantizado que va a ser la misma cosa, porque yo tengo diferentes pais, you know, like, tenemos la mai de you know, familia, la mai de él, la hermana de mi mamá. Pero, you know, like,
pues la mamá
va a ser
de quién?
Similar del primo mío, obvio, ¿verdad?
Oh, okay.
Pero, tú sabes, tiene diferentes pais que, you know, obvio.
Yeah, yeah.
Cosas obvias.
Ya
que,
tú sabes.
So, like, yo sé que los resultados van a ser un poquito diferentes de mi lado, pero van a ser muy similar igual.
Sí.
So, I'm interested in seeing, porque
¿tú nunca lo has hecho?
No.
No, ok.
Él tenía Nigeria over there. I was like, you see?
For real.
Nigeria.
Diablo.
Dominican niggas be getting mad, especialmente los. Yo soy de Cibao, eso es el norte.
Eso es lo que digo yo.
Nosotros somos los blanquitos, los dominicanos blanquitos, que la gente piensa que no existimos aquí.
Sí.
Porque aquí todo el mundo dice, tú eres boricua. Yo digo,
es verdad. Uno de mis mejores amigos dominicanos era blanquito. Alan Ulloa se llamaba. ¿De dónde era? De San Pedro, yo creo que era también.
¿San Pedro?
De San Pedro, pero era
San Pedro
blanquito.
De Macorís.
Ajá, el papá tenía...
de ti.
El
eso
papá,
es San Pedro, right behind you.
Sí, tú me dijiste.
Yeah,
el papá tenía un negocio de jeans. Él hacía jeans allá.
O oh, en la zona franca, ahí. Por allá.
Sí, papi. That's y dope. Ese es uno de mis mejores amigos.
Yo tengo una tía que ella hacía piel, caripiel, era el negocio de ahora ella política, ya en la capital, esa mujer.
Ya está,
Club de Leones a nivel.
Ya se anota el permiso para allá.
¿Tú tenías alguna familia en los Clubes de Leones?
No, pero yo iba al Club de Leones mucho.
¿Tú ibas para allá?
Sí, me gustaba. Para los campamentos de verano. No, hacían los campamentos de verano, papi. Para el Club de Leones, todo el mundo emocionado.
Yo tenía los billetes. Para los parties, coño.
Hey.
Yeah, man. So, Elvi, yo te conocí a ti en Chapa.
Sí.
Remember, it was a freestyle battle?
Con Javier Menor. Yo y Javier Menor.
Yeah.
Shout out to Javi.
I met you before that, though.
Actually, no. Mi primer freestyle battle was with Nano.
With Nano, yes, yeah, I remember that. I was there. I did shit. Yeah. I was like, yo, y en ese tiempo yo, I freestyle like a motherfucker, yeah. Pero me puse, ponía nervioso, and like on stage, yo me acuerdo de both times, ya generalmente tú sabes, uno con un blunt, tú sabes, con un traguito, es que se pone a improvisar con los panas. Y yo, I was like, sober, you know? Like, it was just like, nah, I shouldn't have done that. I embarrassed myself. I was like,
yeah, man.
Eminem, like, get the fuck out of here.
Bro, we created a whole series de todo lo de esa tiradera que se pasó en el backstage.
¿Verdad que le dijeron que it was a draw at the end?
Papi.
¡Qué mierda!
Ese día fue Rafi Mercenario, fue el juez.
¡Qué mierda!
Pero se sintieron
¿qué
mal?
¡Mierda!
Se sintieron mal, eso me la dieron. Me dieron los tickets de aventura mío, ¿no?
Wait. ¿Tú ganaste?
Sí. A lo último, pues ya hablamos a Rafi Mercenario y Rafi Mercenario dice, no, ¿tú sabes qué? Este le metió más, porque vino el pana de él. Tú estás loco, que si draw. Él fue el que le metió más.
¿Pero eso fue después o lo dijeron
después,
en el stage?
Después, like after. You feel
damn, that's fucked up.
So,
no,
me dieron,
you needed that title right there
that's
para que
I'm
la
saying.
Gente sepa.
So, you know, yo vi porque lo
es
hicieron.
Es una batalla entre estos tigres.
Exacto.
Tú sabes que he's gonna talk shit.
Exacto.
Somebody gotta talk shit.
No, pero like, papi. Pero es que al Javi el Menor me dio un problema a mí, papi. ¿Tú me entiendes? Yo no me recuerdo.
A Javi el Menor, ¿tú sabes cuándo? Cuando yo traje a Yomo.
Sí.
Y entonces nosotros cogimos para... ¿Era Santo Domingo o Fusion at the time? Yo me acuerdo. Pero cogimos para allá el próximo día. And Javi started freestyling in front of And Yomo said, yo, that nigga got talent.
Yeah, papi, Javi.
Y Javi se puso para lo suyo.
Javi le mete. Javi me dio un problema a mí, papi. Javi me puso. Papi, él también me mandó un temita.
I haven't heard it yet. I haven't had a chance.
En
estos últimos días, manica, a mí me está tirando gente, loco.
Right. That's good, though.
Like, I want to be a rapper. Let me get an interview. Like,
woo. Keep doing it.
Just work hard,
mira,
bro.
Se lo voy a decir aquí. If you're a rapper, you're trying to do your thing, you're trying to get an interview over here, it's going to cost, you feel me? At least something, you know? Because if you're popping, you know, you got to step
it's
up.
Not, it's not about that I want to...
I mean, but
charge
it's
anybody?
Still exposure for anybody,
but
though.
If you haven't started yet, or you're just starting out and shit like that, and
invest,
it doesn't benefit me at all. You get me? It
that's
doesn't
what
benefit,
I'm saying.
No es beneficial art to my... la gente que me va a escuchar, you know, that are listening to the show.
They
have to build the trust that I'm bringing you, or I'm going to interview with somebody that I feel that has talent.
Right.
You get me?
Right.
And so they're going to trust that, okay, Ramon... got this guy that nobody knows on here, right? You know what I mean? Because I've done that a million times. Like in parties, I brought niggas that nobody know, and I'm like, yo, trust me, it's popping. You're like, hey, oh shit, you're right. You know what I mean?
That's what they're probably gonna say about me. Like, who the fuck is that white ass motherfucker?
I mean, if they don't know you,
who the fuck?
Why would you say that people don't know you, right? Con tanto tiempo que tú la metiste.
Oye, quizás si me conozcan, okay? Porque, you know, like a lot of people know me, but, you know, I just recently came back from Tennessee. I spent four years. Man, I spent 4 years in Nashville, bro.
I'm sorry.
No.
Well,
I'm
I hear Nashville's all right. I thought you were like in Chattanooga.
No, Nashville is popping, bro.
Okay.
Nashville
like
is problem,
Chattanooga
bro.
Is like, sorry.
No, if I would have been in Chattanooga, I wouldn't be sorry for myself.
Ay, qué lindo. Let's go.
Se te tapa los oídos y todo. Cuando tú subes para allá, your ears start popping like you in a fucking airplane and shit, bro.
Oh,
that's how high
you can't bring no Puerto Rican tire.
Yeah. So look, yo me fui de aquí, ¿verdad? I left like around, it was like 2014, bro. That's like, it was like...
That's impossible.
Yeah, bro.
2014?
Yeah. It was like around 2013, 2014.
You know what? It's possible. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Because I know you had a kid.
Yeah.
At that time, I don't know if that was your first or second.
No me apagué, me guardé.
Te guardaste.
Me guardé, me enfoqué en mi vida personal, me enfoqué en ser un padre. Yo quería ser un padre.
Uh-huh.
¿Tú me entiendes? Si yo dije, okay, yo tengo que poner la música al ladito, me tengo que enfocar
¿y cómo
en
ha sido
ser
eso?
Un padre. Lo mejor.
Yeah.
Lo mejor.
You feel like you've changed tu persona?
Seguro. Mi manera de pensar, cambié mis decisiones.
¿Tu creatividad?
Como artista, fíjate, me ha cambiado porque yo no quiero hacer música calle más nada. Quiero hacer música buena, música positiva, música que tenga un mensaje. ¿Tú me entiendes?
Bueno, la música de la calle tiene mensaje.
Sí, pero como que ya como que no es para mí. Quiero hacer música que yo me siento orgulloso de enseñársela a mis hijos y a mis amistades y a mi abuela.
¿Qué es lo de la música calle, vamos a decir, que no quieres hacer más?
No,
¿Qué es lo que trae o qué aspecto?
Lo que trae es que ya no estoy viviendo esa vida. So,
¿era mucha roncaera?
No, roncaera, papi, porque, I mean...
Bueno, manegue, tú a cada rato... No. This nigga. Nigga, bro. you my nigga, you with the pen, you on Twitter, you Mr. Twitter finger.
Ya tú sabes, pero que andaba.
Oye, puñeta, tírame, graba.
Eso es lo que yo quiero, pero lo hago, tú me entiendes, para que la gente se motive, tú me entiendes. La gente tiene que entender también que no importa lo que pase, tú me entiendes, si tú estás aquí, como tú dices, mucha gente han estado aquí. Yo vine aquí, yo estaba solo. La primera vez que yo vine aquí a Atlanta, yo estaba solo, yo no conocía a nadie, yo no fui a la school here.
So ¿cómo fue que tú
llegaste a conocer a la gente? Bro, like, I went to Chaparral. They keep telling me Chaparral. I was like, you know what? Okay, cool. I'm gonna put a message together with three songs and I'm gonna go out there because they keep talking to me about the Amiibo and the Quintito.
Shout out to Amiibo, shout out to Quintito.
Bro, so, okay, Quintito, Amiibo me pichó. Bro, he me pichó completamente like for like 3 days straight. And then the fourth day that I came, I was like, yo, Amiibo, you have to hear my shit, bro. Like, can you please hear it? All right, cool, I'm gonna hear it. Bro, the next day.
It's that Meepo, it's you. He's a complicated guy.
Yeah.
You know why?
But
because he wants to see that you're hungry.
Exacto.
You get me?
Yeah.
You knock on my door one time.
Right.
Anybody can knock on a door.
Right, right.
You're gonna knock on it twice.
Right.
Three times.
Exactamente.
Four times.
Exactamente.
Now I know that you're fucking hungry.
Exactamente. So,
you get me?
Así fue sucesivamente. Mira, escuchó mi música.
What's up, Meepo?
Meepo, yo, I got love for you, bro.
What's his full name? Juan Mora, right?
Juan Mora.
He's doing the private events and all that stuff, making that money with his wifey.
Yeah, private events and everything, bro.
Man, shout out to Colombia, shout out to Mexico, he's mixed.
Got two kids already, too.
Yeah, man.
So, look, man, okay, like a week later, he comes with a beat. And he said, I want you to do a remix to this. And I heard the beat, and it was the Make It Rain. ¿Te acuerdas? Llegó LB, mami, llegó LB.
Yeah.
At the beginning, I was like, he said, no, you have to do a remix with this shit. I was like, I bet. Next day, y eso fue lo que me pegó aquí en Atlanta, cabrón. Like, back in the days, bro, I wish there was social media and I wish there was cameras.
It was social media, but it was just,
we didn't understand how
big it was getting.
Right, how it worked. Like, ain't nobody gonna record you and post it in you know, in MySpace, you know?
Yeah.
Forget our playlists, you know, top friends and everything.
Yeah, all that.
I wish there was social media like now, so a lot of people can see, bro. Pero ese remix, bro, me puso a mí, brother, de la... I had people, bro, stopping me everywhere, asking me for autographs. And I'm like, bro, why you asking me for autograph? I'll give you a hug, you know, like, I'll give you your hand, I'll give you a hug. Don't ask me for an autograph, bro. I'm just here. You're
from... yo no soy famoso.
Exacto, you feel me? Like... And people like that about me. They're like, yo, he's so humble. You know, like, he's doing his thing, but he's so humble at the same time. And that's how a lot of people started fucking with me. I had a lot of... ¿Cuándo eran los cholitos, papi? Cuando tuve esa era que lo que habían eran cholitos por ahí al garete.
Yeah.
I had a strong support from them, bro.
For the Mexican crowd?
Yeah, from the Mexican crowd. I don't know, Mexican, Salvadorians, I don't know, you know.
Central American, all Central, that.
Right? There you go, Central American.
La gente allá, de la Buford Highway, eso
ya tú sabes, pero ya me siento agradecido, ¿verdad? Porque fue un momento bonito, brother. Fue un momento que yo pensé, wow, mi vida va a cambiar.
What was your first show?
My first show? And my first show was in Belushi's. And it was, I remember it was in a Halloween night. And it was, estabas tú, estaba...
Obvio.
Estaba Crestos.
The gang was there.
Y estaba otro más.
The gang? Remember. It was the gang.
Yeah.
Was
and
the
gang. That was my first show, bro, Belushi. Shout out to Belushi, bro. Rest in peace, too, con Belushi. Para los tiempos de Guatavito y tus berries, ¿te acuerdas?
Henico,
oh my
Henico
God.
Henico cranberry.
I forget ya tú the other sabes, part. Brother. Ya tú sabes. Yeah. Pero nada, llega la guía rapidito porque.
¿Qué está llegando? Con el productivity.
Ya tú
con
sabes.
Con la productividad.
No, pero ya tú sabes.
¿Qué tú me estás mirando, coño? ¿Qué? ¿Qué? ¿Tú quieres pelear? Sigue mirándome así. Maniga, motívame con esa camisa que dice Motivation. Motívame, coño. Inspírame, coño. Cashier's my bodyguard, bro.
Bro, Cashier's that nigga, bro.
He's like the only problem is like when he's like not paying attention, which is like always. Alguien me puede estar dando pecos, nigga. Blah, blah, blah. That nigga's like, yo, hold on, let me finish talking to this bitch real quick.
Bro, it really sounds like him, bro. You just said that. It really sounds like him. Like, hold on, give me 1 minute.
I was taking a piss and Wally smacked in the back of the parking lot.
No.
Ravens beefing, Jay's beefing.
Oh,
hold on, nigga.
No, no, no. That was we was at Don Pollo. We was at Don Pollo. We just happened to meet up
Don
there,
Pollo.
Right? We chilling, it's packed or whatever. I'm over here talking to somebody. I don't know who the fuck I'm talking to.
Hey.
Y my nigga, de repente hay una pelea. Tú sabes que todo el mundo se pone a mirar. I'm just like, I'm hearing the pa, somebody fucking somebody up. And I'm just like, damn, I hope my niggas didn't get in the middle of that.
You're
and
wrong.
I keep walking around, brr, y yo, wrong, bro. Y donde está Jay? Y donde está Wildy? Yo, esto tigre afuera, my nigga, matando un tigre. I ran into that nigga at Impulse the other day. I was like, yo, isn't that nigga that Wildy fucked up?
Shout out to Wildy, baby.
You gotta let go of the past, but I was like,
mundo vaginal.
It was Wildy. Wildy fue, y yo, nigga. We got mad at Wildy. We was like, Wildy, what did we just fight about? Well, actually, I didn't fight.
Te dio una aplicación.
Let's be honest. I didn't know. I'm just like, I'm hoping my niggas ain't over there. Let me find them. And I'm just, where the fuck are these niggas at?
So, cuando le preguntaste la razón por la pelea, ¿te dio una explicación o no?
Over some bitch shit.
Oh, man.
Not bitch shit, but it was over a bitch.
Over a bitch.
And honestly.
Mundo vaginal.
I mean. It was just. It was just. You get me? We didn't have to get involved in that one.
Right.
You get me? Una pelea about a bitch,
right.
Ustedes se matan.
Right.
You get me? El corillo no tiene nada que ver. Dinero, business, otra vaina. You get me?
Seguro.
Okay, pero man, you know, or if you're getting your ass kicked, but no, Wildy was fucking them up. Wildy was fucking
shut
this nigga
up. Wildy.
And this nigga, yo, Wildy was like this tall compared to this nigga like this tall. Wildy was like dick, 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 dick. Some dude tried to jump in and Jay, I. Ah, Jay had no idea what the fuck was going on. He had no idea.
He always like that. Cabrón, man, out of nowhere. Boom. Oh,
Jay is always down. Boom. Jay is always down.
Yeah, bro.
I think, look, and that's why in my life, bro, look, I've met a lot of people. I have friends left and right and everything like that. But I know that if I don't need to motherfucking explain a goddamn thing, Jay, vamos, divino, vamos, them niggas down.
Shout out all divino también.
Chia. Ay. Yo. Stop talking to that bitch real quick. Wait, hold on. But wait.
Papi, es que hay historia. Hay historia, papi.
Kachi's great at ending something. You get me? He might be there late, but he goes over there like, vroom, vroom. 2 segundos, se acabó todo. Se acabó todo. Yo, I will fuck y'all niggas up. And I'm like, yo, like, listen to him. Yeah, listen to him.
Hold on, I'm doing something. Beat in 3 minutes. Pero cuando llega, papi.
Like 7 motherfuckers.
Olvídate.
The other day.
Why are you fighting 7? Wow, shout out to Kashia, bro. And the clutch, like Kobe. Yeah. Shout out.
And I told, and I seen him when he finally came back from Tennessee. I actually said something to him. He was on the low.
Yeah, yeah.
Came under the radar.
On the radar. So, how many mixtapes do you have, Elvi?
God damn it.
Yo, I gotta stop calling you Elvi.
That's fine. Anyway, Elvi.
Christian.
I'm going to jail tomorrow.
Mr. Cameron Diaz. El Camarón Diaz.
Hey, you edit this and you cut this.
I'm not cutting shit.
What do you mean? That's my government name, bro.
Okay, all right. You're government.
Around. Just
nigga, you're like, okay.
Cabrón,
nigga, fucking
go.
Pablo Escobar over here.
I got like 6 mixtapes in YouTube, bro.
You got 6 whole mixtapes?
Hey, ask Morgan. You can ask Morgan how many songs do I have.
Can I say something that I like about you, man?
Yeah.
I like the fact that LV Boy, and like I don't know your situation or nothing like that, right?
Yeah.
But I know that you don't give a fuck about the, like,
right.
La manera que tú vas a hacer tu arte, tú me das, si tú me das, dique, un spray cane can, my nigga,
right.
you're gonna record a mixtape with that spray cane can.
Right.
You get me? He doesn't give a fuck. You get me? You've been putting out content pretty much always. And, you know, you took your break, you know, that I didn't, you know, I was fucked up around that time. So it's like, you know, just don't ask about me around those times.
Me neither, bro.
No, but no,
man,
you was in a whole other city. I wish I would have done that. But you don't care. I mean, it's good.
Sí, pero
you know,
no,
it has its
good.
Draws as well. But it's better to have people complaining about some shit than to have people not knowing anything at all.
Right.
Right?
Sí, lo que yo
tú
entendía.
Tú pones contenido, tú grabas una canción, a ti no te importa, yo voy a grabarlo con el celular mío, le voy a usar el celular de la baby mama, o le voy a robar un celular a un tigre que está cruzando la calle, nigga, I'm gonna record a song,
right.
And I'm gonna put up a video, and I don't give a fuck, and my nigga, you're gonna rock with it, you know what?
So,
because al fin y al cabo, el contenido, el talento, está ahí.
That's how fat. You know, I got a whole message that I recorded just on my phone. But I got it right here on that phone.
But look, like LB Boy, you don't ever got to do that anymore. You're welcome to come over here, my nigga. I will record you. I don't give a fuck, man.
You know, a lot of people telling me that. There are a lot of people telling me to stop recording shit just to record it, bro. That I have to focus, get a beat, nice beat, work it. You feel me? Stop recording shit like. But I don't believe that. I like to make music.
I understand that. I understand what they mean. Because I know exactly what they're trying to say. They're trying to say make a project.
Right, like a project.
Make a project. You know, cada proyecto tiene que su timeline, cómo tú lo vas a promocionar, el diseño y toda la vaina que sé yo. You know.
I really don't got that.
I understand that. You're an artist. You're an artist. That's not your problem. Pero nowadays, el artista comenzando, whatever, brother, eso es lo que tiene que hacer, ¿verdad? Al menos que uno get management or representación. Right? At least I'm down to help you with you having a studio where you can record, where you're going to sound crispy. Cool. You get me? And I know you got a lot of motherfuckers that's going to do that for you too. You get me?
Yeah.
So I want you to keep on grinding, cool, bro. You get me? You got talent. You got talent. I don't want you to stop nothing. Sigue la vaina de calle, man. I don't give a fuck. Sigue. Piss people off.
Stop.
Yo, stop, Dr. Dre tell Eminem, piss the world off. Ramon is telling LAV, piss these niggas off.
That's a good point, nigga. And look who he became, bro. The best rapper.
Piss these niggas off.
So these days, some people say that he's the best rapper in the world, bro. He white.
He's the GOAT.
Imagine when he started, how he used to feel.
Es la cabra.
Right. Imagine when he started, like, as a white motherfucker, like. Pero imagínate todo lo que él pasó y todo lo que tuvo que pasar para convertirse en Eminem, brother. Imagine all that. Wow, that's a good point, though. I like that.
Come on, think about that.
El Blanquito, Eminem.
¿Y tú? Nah, ustedes son primos.
Papi, yo amo Eminem, bro. Yeah,
you might be adopted, nigga.
That's what I... Bro, I'm gonna get my DNA ancestry, whatever the hell ancestry. That's called. Ancestry 3.
Nah, I ain't trying to rock your whole family tree like that, nigga. Like, nigga, coño, este desgraciado son de León me dijo que hiciera esto.
Hey, I know that I'm at least.
Imagínate que tú descubras que, coño, tú tienes millones ahí esperándote.
Hacho, verdad, el papá mío es millonario. Que me adoptaron, el papá mío es un doctor millonario. Yeah,
so you don't know your dad?
Yeah, no, that.
Oh, okay.
He's an asshole, though.
He's an asshole?
Yeah, shout out to him, but he's an asshole, though.
I mean, yo, honestly, I'm like one of those people that, like, if you had a deadbeat dad in your life, I don't give a fuck if you tell him fuck you. You know what? Take advantage of the fact that you are alive and he's alive.
Exacto.
To tell him fuck you.
Yeah.
You know why?
Yeah.
I didn't have that chance.
For real.
My dad died before I was grown enough to come to him and say fuck
you. To understand,
I wasn't old enough to ask him any questions.
Right.
My mother never spoke bad about my dad, never in my life.
Wow.
Never. Never, ever, ever. I ask her as an adult, she tells me, because you guys were going to make your own opinion.
Right.
Whatever. You get me?
Right. It's true. Hey, shout out to your mom.
My dad didn't even call when my brother died.
Your brother died, bro?
Yeah, my brother died in a very long time ago, 1994.
You serious?
Yeah.
How old he was,
though? He was 10 years old at the time. I was 7. 1994, yeah. He didn't even call. Much like, he didn't come over here. My dad never gave me a dollar. Wow. My dad, the first time I got to chill with my dad was in 1999. You know, that's 5 years later.
Right.
And, as a kid, you forget about it.
Right.
5 years later, I went to DR with my tía. That was the first time and the last time I went back to DR. Después de que, you know, then I immigrated from there.
Wow.
I stayed in his house for like about a week. You get me? I'm like, wow, this nigga looks just like me. You get me?
Yeah.
I was surprised the fact that his wife, you know, because he had a wife, you know, and he had other kids and shit like that. But they're over here talking about like, you don't remember? You know, you used to come to the house and I'm like, wait, hold on. Y'all all knew that I'm a bastard child. My dad had a whole family and everything like that, and my mom was like a side piece.
Wow.
I mean, no, she didn't know she was a side piece.
Right.
But she was living on a whole nother side of DR.
Wow.
You get me? Adi que 3-4 horas. You get me? And she had no idea, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And that's, you know, where I came about from, you know? And I thought that it was like a secret and shit like that. And then, you know, cuando se descubrió, it was like, fuck everybody, you know? Like, oh, fuck her, fuck, you know? I thought everybody wouldn't be, you know? But apparently, it worked out in the sense that, quizá era porque el hermano que murió mío era inválido.
Serio.
So, you know, cuando, you know, hay un cariño, you know what I mean? So, extra que se le da, you know?
Right, of course.
Y I guess that brought that situation about where, you know, my father's real family didn't hate us, you know?
Damn, bro.
So, I mean, you know, because it's not our fault. It's not our fault.
Right.
That's my dad, man. I didn't ask for that. You know, like,
that's what I said.
I was in his ball sack chilling. So,
right. I love my son. It's your turn. Boom. Side.
So I swam faster. Yeah, bro. It is what it is. Shout out to mom.
That's what I say. My dad, bro, I remember, bro, I was like 3 years old, bro. And I still remember the day that he walked out of my house. And he never, when I was screaming for him, he never turned his back, bro. And I was three years old, bro, and I still remember. I still have that picture in my head.
That shit affects you?
It still affects me to the day. You know how it affects me? That I want to be
a good dad.
A good dad. And I'm here for my kids, bro.
We got a cigarette.
Let's smoke a cigarette, bro. Can we have
a
break?
No, right here? No, niggas fucking.
Oh, okay, cool.
No, well, this is the
I don't smoke
studio.
Cigarettes, but I'm going to smoke one here, you know, because
we
the
in
crew,
Nebraska.
You
know, like, no, Nebraska, Georgia.
But yeah, yo, just because of that, it did affect me. Feel me? I want to be a good dad, bro. You know, mi hijos son como like my best friends, bro. And it's a love. When I see them, I don't be like, you know, like, hey, what's up, guys? No, I be like, ah, oh, what up, mother, you feel me? Hey, I miss you. That's the type of love that I got for them. I get excited when I see them.
I don't have. I've never had a male mole rattle. Yeah. I've never had a male mole rattle.
Yeah.
I've never had a male role model in my life, right?
Hey, yo.
I have no idea what it is to have a dad.
Right.
I don't have, I've never looked up to another man in my life. You get me? There's men that, you know, have done great things in their life and everything like that, that, hey, I applaud. I give it a, tú sabes, su salud y qué sé yo qué, pero the guy look up to him, I want to be like him, my dick.
Right,
I want to be
right.
Like me. You get me? Because all I know about a man is what I taught me.
Can I tell you something? Can
or
I be
what
honest?
What life taught me.
Can I be honest? And now that he died a couple weeks ago, you know who was, you know who was my two main role models? Bro. I'm going to tell you something. My two main male role models in my life was Tito Rojas and Vico C, bro.
Oh, shit. Tito Rojas did die a couple weeks ago.
I used to listen to their music, bro. Yo le hice una canción, una dedicatoria a Vico C. And I talk about the way that I feel about him and that I appreciate.
I think I heard this on your MySpace.
Bro. Okay.
A while back.
I like music, right? But them two, they were like my role models. I used to listen to whatever they... rapping about and shit, and it
¿cuál es tu
like,
favorita canción de Tito Rojas?
De Tito Rojas, siempre seré señora de madrugada, nadie es eterno.
Señora de madrugada.
Oh my God, bro. Yo escucho, tú le puedes preguntar a mi mamá. Yo hice que mi mamá me llevara cuando yo tenía 4 añitos, que me llevara al concierto de Tito Rojas para yo conocerlo, y mi mamá me llevó.
¿Where?
Ya, yo me senté en el lado de Tito Rojas y Tito Rojas. Mira, Canito, ¿cómo estás, Canito?
Canito.
He performed.
He was a redhead before.
Yeah, papi, he performed with me like next to him.
That's
bro.
That's dope.
Yeah,
that's dope.
And that's all the memories that I got. Like,
so,
música,
you were always close to music?
Yeah, bro. Like,
is that a Puerto Rico thing that you guys get to like see your artist very close hand?
Yeah,
guys are not a big country.
Yeah, yo no sé, tú conoces tú escuchaste del grupo de merengue, se llamaba Los Sabrosos del Merengue. You ever heard about them? It was like un grupo de merengue de boricua que se pegó, papi, internacionalmente.
I'm sorry if I missed
it. It's cool. Like, a lot of people doesn't know because, you know, merengue wasn't that popular in Puerto Rico back then. Pero mi tío fue uno de los principales integrantes del grupo de Los Sabrosos
del
Merengue.
You know what's crazy? You know, like, okay, the same way, right? En República Dominicana, la salsa dominicana ha crecido grandísimo.
¿Verdad?
Y los dominicanos le meten,
sí,
bro. I'm like, y letra también, bro. I'm like,
pues
oh,
sí.
My
I'm glad you see.
Yeah, I see. So it's beautiful because DR did influence Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
A lot. En Puerto Rico igual.
Como mismo nos inspiró a los boricuas a hacer merengue. ¿Tú me entiendes?
Pero
que salió
ustedes
la
nacieron
máquina.
Con el reggaetón y nosotros comenzamos dembow, exacto. Que es... el reggaetón, pero más rápido.
Exacto.
A 115, 115 to 130, yeah. Mientras reggaetón...
¿Qué era el dembow? 130, 125.
Bueno, el dembow, I mean, dembow is 94, 95.
No, no, sí, el dembow boricua, pero el dembow dominicano.
Dembow dominicano es 115 to 120 around there. Yeah, es más rápido.
Yeah, I know.
Like los breaks que se hacían en el reggaetón. You know, like the playero shit, you get me? Es el underground. El underground, You get me? República Dominicana recibió reggaetón como el underground.
Oye, y entonces, una pregunta. Tú que sabes más de rap, así de dembow dominicano. ¿Quién fue uno de los primeros de dembow?
I do not know.
You don't know? I gotta search that up. I wanna know that.
Lo primero del dembow.
Del dembow, ajá. Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I gotta search that up. That's a good question right there.
That is a good question. Cachilla, can you motherfucking Siri that bitch?
Sí, brother. Porque el dembow, brother, se ha convertido en un fenómeno. El dembow, wow, y me llena de alegría. Oye, a mí me gusta mucho el alfa.
Yo sé de lo del rap. Sí. El rap dominicano. Tú sabes, you know, like Don Miguelo, fucking, what's that nigga's name? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Don Miguelo, Vaquero, estaba Monkey Black. Melimel.
No, pero tú estás olvidando el más grande.
¿Quién? ¿El lápiz consciente?
Lápiz consciente.
Seguro que sí, papi. ¿Cómo que me voy a olvidar del papá? ¿Ese lápiz consciente?
No, pero la persona.
Soy cavernícola. Vine a repartir juguetes como Nicola.
Ay, ay, look at that. And you know what? I'm also very proud of the Dominican women. The Dominican women that rap, I fuck with them.
Melimel. Melimel es mi rapera favorita.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Melly Mel?
I probably do, but I don't.
God damn it, bro.
Like, I probably do, but I don't. Like, I don't follow.
Melly Mel, I'm in love.
I'm proud of when I hear them. You know why? Because them bitches go in. You get me? Like, I hear a lot of, you know, females, like Puerto Rican girls that go into, and they do the whole, like, oye, mami. Como, like, yo, that bitch que hizo esa canción con Yamcha. ¿Cómo era?
Barbie Rican. Ella de Barranquita. De mi mismo pueblo.
¿De tu pueblo? Sí, coño, esa canción.
Ella es de Barranquita.
Tengo panocha. No, ¿cómo es calocha? ¿Qué? Tengo calor en la chocha.
Ajá, que like, si tienen el culonavirus. Ese no es culón, lo que tiene una narguita así pequeñita.
I bet that bitch is bad, though.
Nah, she's little, bro. Like, she like this.
I don't give a fuck how tall you are.
Oh, she's bad, though. She's bad.
I bet she's bad.
She's bad, she's bad. ¿Tú sabes lo bueno de las mujeres de Barranquita?
Son sueltas.
No. En Barranquita hay muchas cuestas y uno hay que caminar y hay cuestas que hacer muchos ejercicios, o se les ponen las narguitas duras.
Ah, aparte de que ustedes cosechan.
Ya tú sabes.
Margas de 14
ya
kilates.
Ya tú sabes. Eso es lo bueno de las mujeres de Barranquita.
Yeah, what do you feel about, what do you feel about, what's this nigga's name? Calle 13.
Calle 13.
Residente.
Está en mi top 3 out of my favorite
three.
Rappers, bro.
What are your top 1 and 2?
To be honest, bro, my first one, bro, Kendo Caponi.
Kendo.
My second one.
El demonio.
Cancerbero.
El testigo de Jehová.
El tercero, Calle 13. Para que lo sepan.
Wait, who's Kendo. Number two?
Kendo, Cancerbero, Calle 13.
¿Cancer quién?
Cancerbero. You don't know who Cancerbero, nigga.
Venezuela. Don't make me feel bad, bro.
Papi, you need to listen to his shit. It's Venezuela and he died. Something happened with him. I don't know when he was trying to come out.
Is this recent?
No, that was happened like a couple years ago.
Oh, word.
Pero Cancerbero, bro, yo escuché una canción de Cancerbero que se llama Épico. Él está hablando. Épico. Él está hablando de cómo él iba a morir antes de morirse.
Y murió igual.
Y murió igualito como él lo dijo en la canción.
You know what that's called? Manifestation.
Okay.
Nigga,
después,
remember Biggie? Biggie, yeah, Pac. Yeah,
exactamente.
No Way Out, talking about,
exactamente.
You know, like ready to die, or
he,
what was
he
it?
Fucking, he rapped about the same way he was gonna die, bro. And then in the rapping, he's talking about how he went to heaven, and in heaven no lo aceptaron, and then they send him back to hell. And he's rapping all about this in that song, bro. That song te para lo.
Are you a fan of Immortal Technique?
¿Qué es eso?
Oh, never mind.
Don't make me feel bad because I don't know what Immortal Technique, you
he's
know.
He's Puerto Rican, and he put it down for y'all niggas in rap.
In English?
Yes, nigga, he put it down
okay.
for y'all. Immortal Technique is like one of them niggas like Talib Kweli.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you know, like underground niggas. Like, yeah, it's you know, like your
like
soul
that.
Shit.
Yeah,
you get
like
me?
That, like
yeah,
that.
Immortal Technique, man. Esto no es una canción. Talking about jangueando con los tigres, haciendo estupideces, that they raped the bitch,
right.
que le pusieron una cosa para que no lo vieran.
Una historia.
And then, que diga, at the end of the song, le quitan la máscara o le quitan la cubre, and it was his mom.
Are you serious?
Nigga, Immortal Technique has some shit.
What's the name of that song?
I fucked my mom. I don't.
I don't remember.
But Immortal Technique, check it out.
Eso era la historia. Eso era la historia de antes, papi.
You know, Vico C is one of my favorite artists.
You know who's the best storyteller in the Spanish industry?
Gallego.
Lito MC Cassidy, baby.
Oh, Lito.
That's the best.
What happened to Lito?
Lito's in North Carolina, papi, in Charlotte, but he's putting some work.
Nigga, let's bring him down here.
¿Tú viste el episodio?
Está gordo.
Está gordo, pero está más flaquito de lo que estaba.
He's Nicky Jam,
bro. He looks good.
Like he looked like he eating.
Nah, he looks like exactly like he eating.
He's not no baby Rasta skin.
He created a whole, mira, una serie que se llama La Jaula de los Vivos. Hey, shout out to Lito MC Cassidy porque él me apoya, él le da like a lo mío y él está pendiente a lo mío. Shout out to Lito MC Cassidy.
¿Y el featuring coño qué?
I'm trying to get to him because he's one of my favorite rappers too. But listen.
So look, just send your shit to Litty Beats, you know, Litty Beats Music at Gmail.
Pero escucha.
And I'll get your shit and while make LV Boy
mira,
record.
El Lito MC Cassidy, la gente que no ha visto esto tienen que ver la serie de él que él hizo, La Jaula de los Vivos. La Jaula de los Vivos, él es un narrador y él está narrando historias.
Lo que está pasando.
De la calle. Ese hombre se guió con La Jaula de los Vivos. Yo era Tulito en Cicasi, que no ha visto La Jaula de los Vivos.
Bueno, fuck it, juguito.
Ya tú sabes. Pero no, bro.
Seguí yo.
Nicky Jam, pero
¿cuándo tú decidiste que tú querías ser rapero?
Papi, yo decidí cuando yo quería ser rapero cuando yo escuché a Feloman.
¡Felo!
¿Te acuerdas que decía?
En Orlando.
Dale rewind al case para que tú veas lo nuevo que te... Con Dieri la Industria, en el CD de Dieri la Industria. Cuando yo escuché a ese chamaquito rapear, yo tenía un primo.
I've done business with Felo.
¿En serio?
Yeah. Wow. He's helped me with some bookings.
¿En serio?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I would
mean, big respect and everything like that, you know, like... Sí. You know, at the end of the day, I know que ya... Eso
papi,
no,
esa era la... El, papi, lo que era mexicano... Era mexicano 777, Feloman, eso era la mayor, y Don Chesina, eso era lo top fucking like.
I'm about to blow your mind. You know where Don Chesina's from?
Here. Where he's from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Where he stays at? People tell me he's from here, but where he stays at? Forsyth or what?
No, he doesn't live here anymore.
Okay, but
Chesina, honestly, ese tigre that nigga's like Goku en una nube.
Todavía está guisando, papi.
Él, he's traveling. And I don't know if he knows where he lives. I think it's Rhode Island. I think it's Rhode Island. Porque yo le compré
pero
vuelo.
Estuvo aquí en tiempo.
No, yo le compré vuelo. Remember how Chesina, Speedy, Guanabanas, Playero, all the same.
Yeah.
Yo me guillé con eso.
I remember that.
It wasn't the biggest show in the world or anything like that. I don't know if it was the wrong date to do it, pero yo me guillé con eso.
It's not the wrong date to do it. It's just a lot of people don't know about the history. You feel me?
No, yeah, you're right.
If you were to do this shit right now, it would be a big difference.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
The community grown over
yes,
here.
Yes, the community has grown.
You know, it's you.
Yo, there's
you,
people
right,
that
right,
don't
right.
even know who Jay right. Alvarez is.
Get the fuck
I
out of here.
I swear to God. Yo think, like, yo, this is a Mexican bitch I was fucking, right? Ella le gusta el reggaetón ahora, el moderno, man. Ella me introdujo y dije, a Kazú. Ella, me ¿cómo es que es loca? ¿Cómo ve esa canción? Ella se toca y me manda video por el Snapchat. ¿Cómo es?
Ella se toca. Me manda el video, sale nada cuando se toca. Me dice que si yo le veo que la voy a buscar.
Nigga, that song is hard as fuck, bro. Right? So she's into that, right? She listens to that, like, lo nuevo que salió, ¿verdad? And I'm like, yo, I'm playing old school reggaeton, right? Old school reggaeton, and she's thinking that this is new. This
no
is lo nuevo.
Way.
Jay Alvarez, new. I was like, King is Jay Alvarez.
What
I was like,
fuck, no way.
I mean, like, really?
It's been a gap. It's been a big gap.
It's a big gap. Yep. When el reggaetón se internacionalizó hasta más.
Right.
Because it was underground. Pero right, se right. hizo, it broke records.
Right,
when
right.
it broke records, la gente dijo,
exacto.
Hey, we gotta pay attention to these
exacto,
niggas. Ahora, ¿me entiendes? Rápido.
Exacto.
¿Me entiendes?
Cuando empezó a generar dinero, cuando el reggaetón se convirtió en un negocio.
No, el reggaetón ha sido un negocio for
sí, ha sido un negocio, pero era un negocio para los managers. Tú escuchas la historia de muchos reggaetoneros ahora. Ellos no están cobrando, papi, por los temas de antes. Porque todos los masterings and all that shit, cabrón, casi todos los masterings de todos los hits de Puerto Rico los manda Dienesson o Rafi Pina. Después de como del 2004. Es más, ¿tú sabes qué? Arcángel.
Are you mad?
No.
Mario V.I.
También manda un montón de masters. También, papi.
Y Arosuna.
Y Looney Tunes también.
Bueno, primero era con Nelson.
Pero recuerda que antes eran... Ok, los artistas trabajan con los productores. Ahora
Nesty.
No. Ahora, Nesty es de mi pueblo también, de Barranquita.
Oh, bueno, Naldo era un punk rock motherfucker,
mira,
right? Como Calle 13.
¿Puedo usar el baño?
No.
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 Me estoy meando. Quiero tomarme un break.
Bueno, vete, dale.
Dame un break.
Kachi, are you in there? Bueno, aquí estamos, seguimos en la entrevista con LV Boy, conocido como LV en esos momentos. Yo soy Ramón Iranzo, son de León, muchos nombres. Ahora yo soy productor, también Lady Beats. Al rato yo me pongo a hacer camisas y yo me voy a llamar otra cosa, como Enzo Figuerosi, qué sé yo. Elvi, ¿tú me escuchas? He's draining the sea serpent. Yeah. So, I'm gonna look at my phone. I'm gonna give shout-outs to the people that just happened to text me. Hold on. No, you better go back to the bathroom and wash your hands. Nigga, Corona está por ahí. Me manda video por esa, mientras se toca. Esa tipa yo la quiero explotar.
Y caso, aunque se ve rarita, yo me la quiero grabar. Yeah. Mala mía, brother.
Should I go live on Facebook instead of like yeah, IG?
Está bien. Porque este.
I thought it does both. You know, like when you go on IG, it does it Facebook too.
Espérate un momento.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Nigga, you picking up the phone and shit? You all up in an interview?
La entrevista, pero esta va a ser la entrevista más real que tú vas a tener. Hey, todavía estoy aquí, mami.
That's Lily.
We about to.
You know how long I known her?
We about to.
We're not live.
We about to finish up.
No, we not.
like how long? Like 30 more minutes. Okay. I got you though.
This nigga's talking to his PO. Dale.
All right, I'm gonna call you back when I'm finished, okay?
Nigga's talking to his PO.
Okay?
Baby mama?
Yeah, you said Lily.
Which one?
What you mean, nigga? I only got one baby.
I said Lily Beats. I didn't say Lillian. All right,
babe. Yeah, yeah.
Who's that?
No, babe.
I said Lily Beats, bro. I did say that. LV.
No.
LV, dime. So.
Vamos.
So, what's up with these hoes out here?
Huh?
What's up with these hoes out here?
Tú estás ahí.
Tú estás pegado. Tú estás mangando por ahí.
Nah, she making me money. She making me good.
She making you money?
Yeah.
What kind of work she do?
Phones.
Phones?
Yeah.
She a phone?
Yeah, she a phone.
Like OnlyFans? I'm on your phone.
No, she phone. Papi, mira. Te vas a bajar a la tienda, te seten una cuenta y vas a buscar los teléfonos que tú quieras y ya te los llevas. Los vendemos, cash out. Yeah, bro.
Yo, tell me a spot that I can sell phones that I find.
I got a Chinese dude that will buy anything.
Hit me up. Look, if you got phones that I find, I need y'all to send them
cabrón,
to me.
they will give us over $1,000 cash for a 12 Pro Max.
I mean, shit. I give anybody for that money. You know what I mean? That's what it's worth.
Wow,
look, I'm live right now. I'm doing. We in the basement, El Basement. And if you don't know what a basement is, it's my live pocket. I mean, it's not my live pocket. I keep on saying live, you know, but I'm not live.
You're not live.
We record it. We record this. See? And but I do like very minimal editing.
Right.
You know, like edit, like you know, la luz.
See?
You know, I got ugly niggas that come in.
Right, like me, bro. Like, you have to
set
the light.
Tú eres blanquito, loco. What you talking
about? Esa luz me pone a
mí. I'm about to get a whole bunch of views from the UK. He's from Ireland.
Parece un pedazo de algodón aquí debajo de la luz.
No, ni diga eso. You look like you look beige. You look
actually low.
You look off.
You lighter than me, nigga.
Nigga, where?
No.
I'm like more olivo. You're more like honeycomb. Shout out to the people that is live with me right now. Yo, LV Boys, like we here. This is El Basement Podcast. ElBasementPodcast.com. So look, LV, let's talk about more. Why are we paying attention to my camera when there's like two cameras right?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Right, we paying attention to this one. Yeah, LV, what's your next project? El proyecto nuevo que tú tienes. Algo que tú tienes que tú vas a promocionar, que tú tienes un video, que la gente te va a mirar como tú eres, right true, coño, que esto es lo que es. El B-Boy viene a matar. El B-Boy viene a controlar. El B-Boy viene a ganarse su fanaticada, coño. What's next?
Un viaje de ida. Producido por Flaco.
Flaco.
¿Te pongo un preview?
No.
No.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna say no. Shout out to Janelli Sosa, who's watching right now. Janelli, how you doing? Hi, I'm Raymond. Ramon. I know you follow me, but you know.
Acabé de soltar un tema, se llama Primer Lugar. Un trapeo cabrón, producido por Jean Majesty. Pero esto es lo próximo.
Oh, Jay produced it? Yeah. Wait, I want to hear this.
No. The one that
it
I just dropped.
It better not be my beat.
No. The one that I just dropped, Jay produced. Pero esta no la he sacado. Esta la tengo guardadita. Le quiero hacer un video chévere.
Word.
Está regada.
Who's doing your videos?
Nobody. The last video, Oscu.
Oscu.
Worked it. But you know who wants
to... Oscar.
No, Oscus Brine.
El dominicano.
Brine.
No, he's doing a great job.
Guess who wants to get on videos? Remember Papa Negrito? He wants to get on videos, so he wants to like.
I wish I did. I'm sorry. It just
Obama, el negrito dominicano.
Calembo.
¿Cómo que usted le dice?
Calembo de Don Pollo.
No.
El fuertote.
No, papi, el Papa Negrito que está en la iglesia ahora mismo, flaquito, altito, que se pasaba con José Cueto, con todos ellos. Papá Negrito se llama te lo voy a enseñar.
Papá Negrito.
Tú lo vas a conocer, papi.
¿Alvin?
No, no es.
I don't know who that is.
Te lo voy a enseñar ahora mismo, espérate. Tú lo vas a conocer. Se me olvidó el
nombre. Yo lo voy a conocer. Si no lo conoce a él, entonces fucking might as well aprender quién fucking es.
Sí, Joseph Nova.
Joseph Nova. Let me see the picture.
Papi, Papá Negrito.
Nigga, that's not a good picture. This nigga looking down.
Papa Negrito. Obama. No.
Another picture.
No fucking way.
Man, que yo me quité de la calle.
Cabrón,
bro.
Este tigre andaba con nosotros.
Yeah, pero yo me puse a vender Bitcoin.
Papa Negrito, cabrón.
I've never seen that person in my life.
Okay.
I've never. I don't think so.
Él era.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Sí, cabrón.
I know the chick. I don't know.
What the fuck?
I know the chick. I don't know the dude. I really don't.
Hey, shout out to
Hola,
Papá Negrito.
Que lo que...
Shout out to Papá Negrito, papi, que se va a hacer ese
El
cabrón.
Hey, B-Boy. Talk to the haters.
Mira, este, no. ¿Tú
you don't got haters?
We don't got haters no more.
You don't got haters no more.
No, we just
If
got...
If you don't got haters, that means you ain't popping.
No, we just got frustrated people that can't do it. Like,
we got frustrators.
Yeah, you got frustrators.
We got frustrators. We got frustrators. I mean...
They can hate, you know, they can hate, but they will never appreciate. But I need you guys to start appreciating.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to John. John is watching. And
John Espinosa.
No, John Pinto Diaz. If you don't know who John Pinto Diaz, I'm going to tell you about this nigga. That nigga lives right upstairs.
Ese tiene mi mismo apellido.
That's one of my roommates. That's
Ese
one
mi
of my
primo,
roommates.
Diaz.
That's, tú sabes Katy, like, yo, de Chapa.
Katy también tiene mi mismo apellido. Katy Diaz.
Katy. That's Fabio's baby mama. She lives upstairs.
That's
her brother.
That's one of my biggest best friends.
That's her brother. John, come down here. Shout out to... Yo, do you remember Calito Conca?
Calito Conca, seguro que sí.
Right?
Where Calito Conca?
That nigga's right here.
Calito
Conca.
Calito Conca. Yo, what up,
Calito
bro?
Con la ca. Yo, yeah. John, bring a blunt down here. Bring a blunt down here, nigga. Stop here.
What's up? ¿Quién tiene?
Huh?
Pato.
Oh, no. Hey, yeah, we don't.
No.
Say less.
No, bro, para fumar, tío.
Yo, you guys got to get on the podcast. Subscribe, elbasement.com, right? This video is going to go up in a couple of days. We're going to put it on YouTube and all that good stuff, right?
Elboy's
going to promote the shit out of it,
El Basement, le vamos a promocionar, mira, Puerto Rico, República Dominicana, Florida, mucha gente de Florida, mucha gente de España, Salvador, Chile. Tengo mucha gente, papi, de Salvador que está apoyando ahora mismo, papi.
El Salvador.
Unos números en Spotify. Deja que los suba. Pero la gente que está escuchando, tú los puedes ver en Spotify, right?
Where?
No son de aquí, papi. Son de España, Chile, República Dominicana, México,
Are you
Salvador.
On DistroKid?
Yeah, bro.
DistroKid, yo, be careful with DistroKid, though. I hear that they're taking people off of Spotify right now. I heard this like 4 days ago. Yeah. I don't know si ha regalado.
No quieren pagar regalías.
Algo así.
Cuando tú pones cosas por DistroKid, they own it.
DistroKid owns it?
Yeah. They say publisher and everything. It says this DK in un número raro.
Oh, they can suck my dick.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm not putting shit. That's why I put like shit.
I have a YouTube video where I talk about free music distribution with a muse. Se llama a muse.
A muse.
A muse.
What about United Masters? What you heard about?
I've heard about them. I haven't tried them yet because... No. I'm not gonna try two niggas at the same time.
Yeah, I heard.
And at the same time, I'm not really putting out music like that. But
right.
I am putting out shit with Amuse. I have no complaints.
No way, for real.
The only complaint that I have with Amuse is that, okay, when it comes to like designing like your album artwork, ellos quieren un file size, my nigga, como que si tú vas a hacer un billboard. Yeah, I'm a graphic designer, my nigga, and I'm over here like, nigga. Like, tú sabes, like, los artistas que yo conozco y todo eso, my nigga, yeah, like, the art, like, the photographers don't send them like the full, you know, high quality image or nothing like that.
Right.
So it's like, like, it's hard to make them think, diablo, este tigre en su teléfono, como que si,
my
nah.
Entra.
Fuck my time.
You are here?
Oh,
hey,
you
my
need
bad,
me to open
bro.
The door?
Hey.
Yeah, I'll open the door. I'll open the door. Shout out to Johnny Mac. Shout out to Carlos Franco. Abre la puerta, marico. I got you. I got. Yo tengo que abrir dos puertas. Quito. Oh, open the door for John.
Hello? Oh, okay. Okay, how long you gonna be here? Alright, cool. I'll be ready in 10 minutes. Alright, bye.
Get 10 minutes. You ain't gonna be ready for shit, you lying ass.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We not live, right?
Yeah, we are live. We live right here on my phone.
Damn, man, bro.
Look, we talking about business, right?
Yeah, we're on the phone.
Look, ending live video.
I bet. Yeah, so.
We recording though.
But you can edit it though.
Yeah. I don't want to though. Why are you making my heart difficult? I mean,
oh,
wait. Whoa,
because
I said that so wrong.
Up, right?
Where's that music playing from? Huh? Oh, I hit the keyboard.
Vamos a terminarla.
Yeah. Bueno. Elby Boy, dime de tu proyecto próximo, los próximos proyectos que
bueno,
tienes.
Ya tú sabes, mira, tenemos primer lugar. Búscalo en YouTube. Primer lugar, LV, producido por Jay Majestic.
Yo, that's my boy John. John Vito. Yeah, ustedes son tocayos de apellido.
De apellido.
Ustedes son conectados de los incas, de los de una vaina.
Corriendo por ahí para abajo.
That's my guy right
chancleta.
Here, man. Elvis Boy. You get me?
Mira, pero también tengo un viaje, pero lo quiero hacer con video. Un viaje, un temita de reggaetón que está. Todo el mundo me dice que se va a hacer en mi puerta.
Bueno. We're gonna help you do that, all right? Whatever
do
you
it.
Need from us, from video standpoint, Kachi, I got you.
What? Hey, Kachi is gonna be like, hey, hold on, I'm doing something. I'll be there 5 minutes.
I know a guy. Yo, what's your social media? How do people get in touch with you?
Mara, LV_ATL in Instagram. En YouTube.
Fácil.
En YouTube, L_V.
How about on Spotify?
Lo mismo, LV.
Spell it.
Pero no se dejen llevar porque Eladio Carrión tiene LV. Es un honor para mí. Él le puso ese título a esa canción porque nadie sabía de ese nombre.
¿Tú tienes algunos shoutouts que tú quieras hacer a la calle?
Yo, shout out, real shout out, tu flaco.
Flaco, no
FLA,
doubt.
FLA, que es el cabrón que está poniendo sonar a todos los cabrones aquí. Shout out to MG the Artist.
Me too.
Shout out to Buba Clan. Shout out tu pumita.
Puma.
Mira, lo que es pumita. Bolita. Lo que es pumita y Junito Wayne, mis raperos favoritos ahora mismo aquí en Atlanta.
Who can suck your dick?
Nobody, unless it's a bad beat.
Okay, you ain't got nobody that you mad at right now that you could be like, suck
no,
my dick, you
bro.
Ain't shit.
Right now, I just want
my
to.
My nigga, nobody ever takes advantage of this shit, bro. Like, nigga.
You know who can suck my dick?
You trying to make some money right now,
you
my nigga?
You know who can
suck
my dick? Can I
dick?
Tell you who can suck my dick?
Dime.
A la escultura. You can suck my fucking dick, nigga. When I see you, I'ma fuck you up, nigga. And he already know that shit. I'ma fuck you up, nigga.
Y terminamos en esa. No, I'm not even gonna ask. Because I'm gonna get Alex Cultura to come over here.
Hey, if he comes over here, we're gonna fight. Yeah, he already knows that.
No. Y'all not gonna fight at my house, nigga. I will fuck both y'all niggas up. I got Cachilla.
We go over there in the corner. But whatever he did to me, he fucked up. You never talk bad about nigga. About a nigga in social media, bro. That's a bitch ass move, bro.
Ooh.
You feel me? You sitting down right there. Writing in social media, really? You have my number. You could have called me, nigga.
What do they call that? What did Jay call that?
Trump fingers.
Trump?
Yeah, Trump
fingers. I mean, I guess, but
it's
before
Twitter
Trump.
It's not fingers no more. It's Trump fingers now.
That nigga said it both.
For real.
Yo, look. We got 1,000 likes.
Hey, you know what? I'm just playing. Alex Cultura, I fucking love you, nigga. Fuck you up, nigga.
I love you. I love you, but I hate you.
I'ma fuck him up. No, for real, I'ma fuck him up.
All right. So, look. Hey, okay. All right. Look, I'm going to have him here.
Cool.
What happened? So he was talking shit online?
Yeah, just talking shit online, bro.
About you?
Yeah.
He said LV.
Yeah.
What did he say?
A bunch of shit.
No, I want to hear what pissed you off. No, number one thing that
business,
pissed you
off. Business gone wrong.
Business gone wrong.
Business gone wrong.
Like, oh, you ain't paying me for cleaning my car.
No, business gone wrong, bro.
Music business?
Any business. I'm not going to talk about what business over here, but about business. Okay, cool. My nigga, don't be talking about no mother shit. If I cannot meet you today, I cannot meet you today, nigga. Don't be talking about shit. Because yo tengo mi diferencia con todo el mundo, ¿verdad?
Right.
Pero cuando, como tú dices, cabrón, alguna vez uno se envuelve, ¿verdad? Pero cuando uno vea, you feel me? You already know. Cuando uno se ve, tú dices, bam, if you got it, you got it. But if I explain to you, and I tell you what's up as a real man, and then you go back to social media and write about me, saying that I'm a broke nigga. Nigga, I got my own car, I got my own house, I got my own family. I'm not a broke ass nigga. Every dollar that I make is for my family, for my kids. I'm not a broke ass nigga, bro. And te lo puedo comprobar eso. But if you talk about me in social media like a bitch, bro, and you cannot call me to talk to me and shit, you a bitch.
It wasn't no benefit to y'all? It wasn't like no rap beef or nothing like that?
It wasn't no rap beef.
So it has nothing to do with rap?
It calle. Wasn't no,
it's a calle.
It's calle.
My nigga, Elvi, you in the calle?
Seguro. Where can you get a quick dollar, bro? You know right now, I'm a private chef, bro. I work for a private company.
You a chef?
I'm a private chef.
You look like a nigga that could cook some shit up.
I'm a private chef.
You feel me? Just with the motherfucking soda, nigga, what the fuck?
I'm telling you right now, my job, I make my paycheck every week. I'm a private chef, bro.
Private chef, so you go to people's houses like filet mignon?
No, papi, I work in a industrial kitchen down
And then they get the caterers.
Por allá abajo por la pista.
Nigga, you don't gotta motherfucking say the address, nigga.
No, porque vengan para allá para comer.
Comer. I thought it was an industrial kitchen.
No, but they can go.
You can still go over there and eat?
I mean, you cannot go personally in the building, but you can order online.
Oh, okay.
And we
What's
can
it
deliver.
Called?
It's called Christopher's.
Christopher's?
Yeah.
J. Christopher's?
It's called, the whole company is called Chefs Online.
Chefs Online.
Chefs Online.
I'm going to check that out. Yo, look that up.
You
look
go,
that up.
You
Yo,
order.
As much as food as we order. Our,
yeah. Hey, listen.
You don't be ordering shit.
Listen,
tú no comes.
I'm about to start dropping my own place, my own
you
dishes.
You got shorty bringing this shit.
You heard?
Word.
I'm about to start dropping my own dishes, my own plates.
Word?
And we're gonna start. I'm telling you, bro.
Look, I look forward to that.
Yeah.
I look forward to that. You know what I'm gonna start doing?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna tell him.
Say no more. But I cannot say by LV. I'm a private chef, bro. I'm a chef. That's what I do for a living, bro.
Chefing, motherfucking.
You already know.
Hey, cooking soda in the fucking kitchen. Nigga, it's over. Yeah. Where we doing after this? Where we going?
Mira, vamos para Costas Nayaritas.
Costas.
¿Con quién? Oh. You know what? You gotta put this shout out in a special way because
I
wanna give a shout out.
Look at the camera.
Yo, I wanna give a special shout out to fucking DJ Unique. Nigga. You the shit, nigga. ¿Tú sabes qué? Unique es un cocorote. Yo se lo digo, tú eres la pámpara de aquí. ¿Tú sabes por qué? Por la humildad que tiene ese cabrón.
Ese tiene una humildad, cabrón.
Y ese cabrón es una persona tan sencilla. Pero él sabe lo que tiene, él sabe lo que da.
Basic bitch ass, nigga. That's my nigga.
Bro, Unique, te quiero con
that's
cojones,
my nigga,
cabrón.
That's my family,
Unique,
bro.
A Unique yo le tengo
Unique
un amor
was here last
y un cariño,
night.
Papi.
He was here last night.
I know.
We did a little podcast last night.
Bro,
so,
I'm proud.
Yeah, I'm glad that you fuck with Unique. You know why? Because that's my teammate. You get me? We are, honestly, me and him talk a lot.
Yeah.
Me and him, you got to understand.
Yeah, yeah.
I was asleep for a while, you get me? I woke up,
Hold on.
This nigga was a nigga that was pushing me to wake the fuck up. You get
Yo,
me?
He was...
And so, you know, I got mad love for that nigga, you get me? And we're going to do shit together that's going to fucking change.
Right.
It's gonna change. Nigga, what the fuck are you doing this for?
Right.
Nigga,
for real, mira, para toda la gente que está escuchando, un agradecimiento, un special shout out.
Wrapping it up.
You heard? La gente que está escuchando, un agradecimiento, un special shout out. DJ Unique, bro, DJ Unique es una de las personas, bro, que está abriéndole muchas puertas. La gente no se da de cuenta de lo que él está haciendo, pero él está abriendo muchas puertas.
He sure is. And Carlos right next to him, too.
Exacto.
Don't, let's not.
Shout out to Carlos Torres.
Pollo de la... Hey, look. Ellos tienen la magnitud.
Sí, papi.
Pollo le da la amplitud. Did I say the right word right there? I don't know. Pero look. Sí. I want to say thank you to LV Boy because this was a great conversation.
No, bro.
Did we practice this?
No, bro.
Did we talk about what we were going to talk about?
No, bro. Hey, we almost canceled it, but you know what?
No,
we went
through
it.
You almost canceled it, nigga.
Hey.
I said just give me a second. I was a little high.
You're right. No, you're right. I almost canceled it, but you know what? You went through it, and we did a great interview.
And look, this is great. This is great. All right? This is one of my favorite ones, all right?
I'm proud, bro.
Hey,
I'm
in the
proud
top
of you.
10.
I'm proud of myself, bro.
I'm proud.
Like, I made it, bro.
Nigga, we...
I usually don't make... You're making it. You know, like...
I'm putting you on here, my nigga, because I want everybody to know that LV Boy is talent. It's talent. And can be quality. And will be quality.
Come on, yeah.
You get me? Just don't motherfucking X this nigga out. You get me?
He
been taking care of his family. You get me? And now you out here, you ready to fucking make heads roll.
Yeah.
I fuck with that,
there
nigga.
You go, bro.
Get it. All right, yeah. This is El Basement Podcast, elbasementpodcast.com.
Para, antes de irme, quiero darle una gracia a Son de León.
Baja.
Así yo lo conozco.
Son
de León. Para, special shout out, Son de León, Little Beats, El Basement. Gracias por la invitación que nos diste. Hermano, que me diste, que me diste, porque yo ando solo, ¿verdad? ¿No me entiendes? Yo ando solo, papi.
Hablando por mucho.
Exactamente, yo ando solo. Quiero agradecerle la oportunidad que me dio esta noche para venir para acá. ¿Tú me entiendes? Tuvimos unos problemitas técnicos, pero venimos para atrás.
No, los técnicos, ellos ni lo vieron. That was, we were setting
rebotamos,
up.
¿No? Yo por poco me
no
quito.
No me tires piedra.
Mira,
no.
Yo le dije a Son de León, tú sabes, cabrón, no quiero que estés trabajando extra. ¿Tú me entiendes? No, el Son de León me dijo, no, we're going to go through this shit. You hear?
Yeah,
and we're going to go through this shit. So shout out to Son de León, Little Beach. You already know. Estamos en el basement.
Yeah,
muchas gracias, Atlanta.
Yeah.